For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, yo, yo! What's up? It's me, Derek, your host, Degenerate Derek Podcast. I think it's episode 29. It's season 3. I know that for sure. This is the Week 12 NFL Picks Show, if you will. It's where we give out the 5 picks that we do every single week and have for every single week of this season. I haven't missed one episode. I'm even on vacation. I'm at my house recording this. Shout out to Pat over at YBB Official. I was going to have, just couldn't make it into the studio. So I'll have him on next week if he's got time. Hopefully he does. Shout out to him, though, again. He came on last week. Go follow him. He's an actual professional. He came on, gave out professional picks, and he dominated. Quick recap, Monday Night Football. My boy Daniel had the Rams. I went opposite Daniel because Daniel's been on an incredible losing streak. Daniel pulled off a win there. All right, he had the Rams. They stomped Tampa. They stomped Tampa Bay. And so Daniel got a victory there. That's the Monday Night Football recap. Is Brady dead? I don't know. Brady obviously looked terrible. And I'm a Brady mark. Even though I wasn't a Patriots fan or even really a Bucks fan, I'm just a Brady fan, but he does look dead. I hate that. I really do. Because I love him so much. But yeah, that's the Monday Night Football recap. We're going to move on. I'm late. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm recording this on Wednesday. I was hoping to have this podcast out by noon. Obviously, I overslept. That's all I've been doing. Vacation mode is when I go into hibernation. It's when I try to get off Adderall, and then I just go to bed. And that's all I've been doing. And that's all I continue plan on doing, even though on Friday I'm supposed to go hunting. Speaking of which, people listen to this. If Monday I'm not back on the Billy Madison show, it's because I'm probably dead in the woods and Cody's at fault. So just please find me, okay? I'm supposed to go hunting with Cody on Friday, and if I'm dead, he's why, okay? Just, I don't want to be a snitch, but he's why if I'm dead. He's the reason. So yeah, I got to give a couple shout-outs before I get into this. One of them being to my official sponsor, Blue Chew. Check them out, bluechew.com. The official sponsor of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. If you need an enhancement for the bedroom, that's where you go. Blue Chew, baby. Shout out to them. If you're listening on Apple, make sure you subscribe. Give it 5 stars. If you're listening on Spotify or wherever, just click that follow button. Helps me out tremendously. Thank you so much. Speaking of Monday on the Billy Madison Show, because I know most of you that listen to this podcast are Billy Madison Show fans, We got an upgrade in our studio that I cannot, it makes me want to go back to work. I can't wait for work on Monday. I really can't because we got an upgrade. I don't want to say what it is because I don't want to ruin it, and I also don't want to jinx it, but I can't wait. I'll just say that. I cannot wait for Monday back live, Billy Madison Show. We have been on vacation this week. I can't wait to get back to work. I'm very excited about that. Also, I want to give a shout out to my boy, Ernie Excel, if you will. He emailed me an Excel spreadsheet of literally every pick that I've ever made on this podcast for 3 years. For 3 years. So, Ernie, I love your dedication. I wanted to give you a shout-out. He also corrected me. Apparently, my record on the year is 35-34-1 on the season. So, I'm 35-34-1. I believe Daniel's still 23-23 because he didn't do Daniel's picks because he's obviously not a big fan of Daniel, which I'm okay with that too, Ernie. No big deal. I appreciate you, sir. I don't know if you just like sat down and were listening to all the podcasts or if you've like kept up with him the whole time or what it was, but your Excel spreadsheet is beautiful, and I appreciate that, Ernie. Shout out to you. I am on vacation, so I don't want to take up too much time. I want to get back to doing a whole bunch of nothing, so I'm just going to get straight into this. I'm going to give out a little Thanksgiving Day special. I'm going to give out my picks for Thanksgiving Day on the record that I will be betting on. but they don't go against my record. So they're on the record, but they're not for the record, if that makes sense. There's only two games right now on Thanksgiving Day. There was supposed to be three. If you missed the news due to COVID and stuff like that, they have moved the Ravens-Steelers to Sunday. So that game is still supposed to go on, but it's been moved to Sunday now. So I'm pretty excited about that. Actually, I'm pretty disappointed because that was going to be a fun Thursday night game. But at least they're still going to play it, hopefully. Hopefully. So we're down to two games, though, on Thanksgiving Day. You got the Texans on the road taking on the Lions. Everybody's on the Texans right now just because they beat the Patriots. Who cares? Lions are at home. Both these teams suck. It's a 3-7 team taking on a 4-6 team. I'm going to go with the home team that are getting the points, the plus three, the Lions. Give me – Lions have experience playing on Thanksgiving Day. They know what this game's about. They're at home. Texans are being way overvalued. I'm taking the Lions plus three, no doubt about it. Next game is the Washington football team on the road in Dallas taking on the red-hot Cowboys. Red-hot Cowboys coming off their biggest win of the year against the Vikings, a win that nobody saw coming, including the Cowboys. But they really did play really well. And because of that, they're now favored by 3 points at home. I'm going to go Washington on the road taking on the Cowboys. I love my Cowboys. I hope they dominate, but you can't go, like, the Cowboys are 3-7. They're also 2-8 on the year against the spread. And now all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, now they're 3-point favorites over Washington. This game should be a pick 'em. This game should not be Dallas favored by three at all. That's a ridiculous overreaction. So I'm going to go Washington here. That's where the value's at. Washington getting the 3 points. I'm going both underdogs on Thanksgiving. Those are my picks that I will be betting on that are for the record, but they're not on the record, okay? If that makes sense. Those are my Thanksgiving Day special. Let's get into the five picks. Let's just do Daniel first so we can just get his crappy picks out of the way. He's had three straight losing weeks. Boo! So Daniel, his first pick out of the gate, he's got Raiders minus three on the road taking on the Falcons. Of course he does. He's got the Titans plus 3.5 on the road taking on the Colts. He's got the Panthers plus 4 on the road taking on the Vikings. He's got the Cardinals minus 2.5, get this, on the road taking on the Patriots. And then his last pick, he's got the Bears plus 8.5 on the road taking on the Packers. Those are five straight road games he's betting on. What an idiot. So those are Daniel's five picks. What else was I supposed to get into? Nothing. So let's get into the five picks that I have a hard on for that are brought to you by Blue Chew. Once again, this podcast is going to be real short and quick and sweet because, one, the production quality is terrible because I'm at my house recording this. Two, I'm on vacation. But, hey, at least I'm putting out episodes and I am keeping my record intact. I'm 35-34-1 on the year. I'll be back to normal next week. I'm going to have a couple guests on next week. Podcast will be back to normal somewhat. Sound effects, the whole thing. All right, let's get into it. Number five, I'm going Tom Brady. All right, this is my last chance. This is my last ditch effort. This is, Tom, you either win now or I'm just never betting on you again kind of game. That is what this game is. I'm going Bucks plus 3.5 at home taking on the Chiefs. All of Tom Brady's bad games this year have been at night. This game is not at night. This game is during the day. Tom's got a chip on his shoulder. If Tom is worth anything, worth the Chiefs, I understand they're 9-1 or whatever they are. They're not. They have some chinks in the armor, if you will. All right, their defense isn't as good as they were last year. Mahomes is having to bail them out all over. Totally capable of doing. I could see this being a situation where they win by a few. I just need Tom Brady. This, what it comes down to is I'm a Tom Brady mark, and so I'm going to give Tom Brady one last chance to prove that he has not fallen off. And if he has, so be it. I'll be done with it. But I'm giving him one final opportunity, especially since it's not a primetime game. Give me the Bucks plus 3.5 at home taking on the Chiefs. Let me make sure that's not a primetime game. No, it's not. Yeah, Green Bay's the prime. Ooh, that's an ugly-ass game. Okay, so yeah, my first pick out the gate is Bucks plus 3.5 taking on the Chiefs. Number four, I'm going Chargers plus 5.5 on the road taking on the Bills. I just like the Chargers to keep it close here. The Chargers haven't gotten blown out by anybody. They have been in so many like last second games. They have enough pieces on the offensive side. Herbert's been playing great. He's going to be rookie of the year. They have enough pieces on defense. Obviously, the Bills are a better coaching staff than the Chargers. That's evident. But I like the Chargers to be able to keep this game somewhat close. 5.5 is a lot, especially against a team that has been playing with everybody this year, as the Chargers have. So give me the Chargers plus 5.5 on the road, taking on the Bills. Number three. This is a basic bitch pick. I'm going Giants minus 6 on the road, taking on the Bengals. Joe Burrow was the Bengals. As good as the Bengals played in some spots this year, and as, you know, they even got two wins? Yeah, they had two wins. Against the spread, they've been 6-4. And that's all Joe Burrow. And now Joe Burrow's out. And so they just have nobody. I mean, that Bengals team is awful. Joe Burrow has had that whole team on his back carrying them. The Giants, they had a bye week last week. Going into that, the Giants have gotten better and better and better as the year went on. I like the Giants to blow out the Bengals. This is probably my favorite pick of the week. Give me the Giants minus 6 on the road, taking on the Bengals. Number 2. Give me the Falcons plus 3 at home, taking on the Raiders. The Raiders have just looked iffy in spots. They look great in spots. They beat the Saints. They beat the Chiefs. They played the Chiefs well last week. Then they have, like, brutal losses to, like, the Patriots. And they got blown out by, I don't know, they've had a couple other brutal losses. The Raiders aren't bad. The Falcons, everybody hates them, but they're, you know me, I'm a big Falcons guy. They are 4-6 on the year against the spread, so they're not that great. But they're 3-7. So I also like the fact that everyone in the world is betting on the Raiders. Everybody. 78% of the money right now is on the Raiders. So give me the Falcons plus 3. I'll take it. I'll take a shot there. I like it. Number 1. I'm going to go Ravens plus 4. Take it on the Steelers. It's just a spot where I just like the Ravens. The Ravens have they run the ball well. The Steelers, that's the one part where they have a little bit of trouble stopping. They also don't run the ball well themselves. That's where the Ravens have really gotten eaten up, is on teams that can run against them. That's why this game was so close the last time they played. The last time they played, the Steelers won by 3 or 4. It was a really good, really close game. I expect the same in this spot. I know that everybody's out on the Ravens because, you know, they're 6-4 and they just haven't lived up to expectations this year. So when that happens, when everybody starts to get off of a team, just like the stock market, I'm going to pick that stock up. And so I'm going to pick up the Ravens stock here. Give me them plus 4 on the road, taking on the Steelers. Now, if for whatever reason that game gets canceled and it doesn't happen, I have a replacement pick. I'm going to go Vikings minus, it just dropped. It literally, doing this when I'm doing this podcast, it just dropped. Vikings minus 3.5 at home, taking on the Panthers. That'll be my replacement pick if the Ravens-Steelers game does not happen, okay? So those are the 5 picks I have a hard-on for. Again, real quick, they're Bucks plus 3.5, Chargers plus 5.5, Giants minus 6, Falcons plus 3, and the Ravens plus 4. If the Ravens-Steelers doesn't happen, I'm going Vikings minus 3.5. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to be back on Monday. Billy Madison Show will be back live, and so will this podcast. I'll be back in studio. And I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe. Remember, if I'm not on the show on Monday, it's because I'm something really bad happened to me, and Cody is responsible. Okay? You guys have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.